ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणास्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु ओम शांति शांति शांति। नेक्स्ट सैटरडे यू ऑल हैव टू कम मेमोराइजिंग द सेवेंथ मंत्र ऑफ मांडुक्य उपनिषद। नान्त प्रज्ञम न भयेष प्रज्ञम नो भयत प्रज्ञम दट वन ओके Maybe I'll teach you how to memorize it. So we are seeing the Mandukya Upanishad consisting of 12 mantras, of which we have seen the Atma analysis of the Atma, when Atma is presented as Chatushpad Atma. And Prathama Padaha, Dvitiya Padaha, Tritiya Padaha, and Turiyaha, Turiya Atma, Yata Chaturtha Padaha of the Atma. The four Padas we analyzed. Atma, analysis of the Atma means, enquiry into Atma means what? Analyzing the four Padas of the Atma. And we understood very clearly that Atma is nothing but all pervasive, innermost, essential reality, the consciousness. And a consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with the gross universe is called Viradishwaraha, which is the Prathama Padaha. The same consciousness obtaining in dream state associated with or identified with the dream universe or the Sukshma Prapanchaha is the Dvitiya Padaha called Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. And the same consciousness Atma obtaining in deep sleep state associated with the unmanifest, undifferentiated, potential, causal universe is said to be the Tritiya Padaha, known as Antaryamishwaraha. And the same consciousness without the Vishwavirad identity, without the association, without the Taijasa Hiranyagarbha, without the Prajna Antaryamishwaraha, Antaryami, consciousness by itself as pure consciousness is the Turiya Atma. And this consciousness, isn't it? This consciousness has the status of being the knower experiencer associated with the known, isn't it? The illumined world. So as a Vishwaha, the knower of the knower of the gross universe is experiencer of the gross universe is Vishwaha, and is Vishwaha, the knower, is another than consciousness, but the consciousness is not the knower. Similarly, Taijasaha, the experiencer or the knower of the dream universe, is another than consciousness, but consciousness is not the experiencer. Similarly, the experiencer of the unmanifest universe, the total ignorance, is another than consciousness, but consciousness is not the knower, prajna. So consciousness is not the Vishwaha, not the Taijasaha, not the prajna, but there cannot be prajna, Vishwaha, Taijasaha without the Atma, the consciousness. I, the consciousness, Atma. So don't say Atma is a third person, okay? I, the consciousness, Atma. Which means, the knower is one and the same. The known minds are many, known sense powers are many, the known bodies are many, known thoughts are many, known external objects of world, and external objects are many in the world, but the knower is one and the only knower consciousness. Therefore, the I in every mind is nothing but only knower consciousness. Is consciousness the knower? Immediately you say, no, consciousness is not the knower. What is consciousness then? I, the consciousness, am distinct from the knower and the known. Is it clear? Knower and the known. But there is no knower experiencer without the I, Atma, the consciousness. And this Turiya Chaitanyam, Turiya Padaha, Turiyaha Atma, or Turiya Padaha, or Turiya Chaitanyam is discussed beautifully in the 7th mantra. Surupam is revealed. Surupam of the Turiya Atma is present in the Atma. And here, see, whenever, when you say, what is total ignorance? In deep sleep state, we experience total ignorance. No? You do not know you are, cannot know what you are, you do not know the universe is, you do not know what this universe is, there is only total ignorance. Therefore, in fact, if you say what is total ignorance, We will tend to say the absence of knowledge. Please understand. What is total ignorance? What will you answer? What will be your answer? What is ignorance? Your answer will be, generally, we will try to give the answer what? Total ignorance means absence of knowledge. No. We should not say that hereafter. If you say absence of knowledge, you mean to say the reality is non-existent. What should you say? Total ignorance is nothing but consciousness which illumines the unmanifest knowledge. Total ignorance is very subtle, profound statement. Total ignorance should not be taken as absence of knowledge. Total ignorance should be taken as the pure consciousness which illumines the unmanifest knowledge. Illumines the unmanifest knowledge. Is it clear? This point I am going to tell you again today later on. This much remember. It's a big difference, isn't it? Okay. So having karana Karya Vyatiriktaha Turiyaha. What now? The Turiya Atma is distinct from the cause and the effect, the knower and the known, the unmanifest and the manifest. What is the Karanam? What is the Karyam? Here, Tritiya Padaha, if you take Tritiya Padaha of the Atma, is what? Tritiya Padaha is the Prajna Antaryami together constitute the Tritiya Padaha. Prajna Antaryami Ishvaraha, which is the Karanam. Then what is Hiranyagarbheshwaraha? Taijas Hiranyagarbheshwaraha is the subtle universe. atal manifestation, and virad is what? Vishwa virad, together consciously prathama padaha. So prathama dvitiya padau, what now? These two stand for effect, the karya prapanchau. Virad is a karana of karya prapancha, the effect. The Hiranyagarbha is also karya prapanchaha, the effect. And antaryamishraha karanam, cause and the effect. What is consciousness? Atma. Atma, the consciousness, is distinct from the cause and the effect, the knower and the known. Is it clear now? Knower and the known. Unmanifest and the manifest. Don't worry, we will reanalyze it. Now, it's called Atma Karana Karya Vyatirittaha. Atma Vyakta Avyakta Vyatirittaha. Distinct from the manifest and the unmanifest. Atma is distinct from the jnatru jneya vyatiriktaha. Distinct from the knower and the known. And sturiya atma, the chaitanyam, consciousness, isn't it? Is free from the universe. Free from universe in causal form. Free from universe in the manifest form also. Which means there is no universe at all. What is universe? Atma alone. Universe is nothing but appearance of that Atma. Universe is appearance of the Atma. Ocean is, there's no ocean. Ocean is only appearance of the water. There's only water. Similarly, the sthula prapanchaha, sukshma prapanchaha, karana prapanchaha is also what now? Unmanifest appearance and the manifest appearance of the universe is nothing but Atma, the consciousness. Okay, cause also is Atma, effect also is Atma, but Atma is free from the cause and the effect. The knower is Atma. Known also is Atma. Atma is free from the knower and the known. Atma is... Is it clear now? Therefore, jnatru jneya vyatiriktaha. Atma vyakta avyakte, vyakta avyakta vyatiriktaha Atma. And karana kari vyatiriktaha Atma. Vyatirikta. I want you to get the Sanskrit word now. Vyatirikta. Say... Vyatirikta. Vyatirikta means distinct. See, samudra vyatiriktam jalam. Say now, samudra vyatiriktam jalam. Abharana vyatiriktam swarnam. Abharana vyatiriktam swarnam. Furniture vyatiriktam wood. Say, okay, you should remember this anyway. So, vyatiriktam, shirt vyatiriktam vastram. Okay, yutaka vyatiriktam vastram. Yutaka means shirt. Okay, anyway, vyatiriktam means distinct. What is shirt? Fabric. What is fabric? Distinct from shirt. What is fabric? Fabric appears in the form of a shirt. This must be, this only fabric. Similarly, there's only Atma. Now, having presented this, an analysis of Chatushpad Atma, Atma as Chatushpad beautifully, Upanishad has entered into the analysis of Omkaraha. And Omkaraha also is introduced as Chaturmatraha Omkaraha. Chaturmatraha Omkaraha means what? How Atma is presented as the Chatushpadatma. Omkaraha also is presented as the Chaturmatraha Omkaraha. Four-parted Om. So, Prathama Matra, Dvitiya Matra, Tritiya Matra, and Turiya Chaturthi Matra. But here, Prathama Matra is Akaraha, Dvitiya Matra is Ukaraha, Tritiya Matra is Makaraha, and Turiya Matra, Chaturthi Matra is Amatra, Amatraha. And here, Amatra, Chamutra Chaturthi Matra is Amatra. The Akaraha is a, Akaraha is a, Om itself is one compound entity consisting of these four parts. And here the first part is a sound part, the second part is a silence part. And here the sounds, Akaraha is a, Akaraha represents the Viradishvaraha, Prathama Pada of the Atma. Ukaraha represents the Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, the Dvitya Pada of the Atma. Makaraha represents the Antaryamishwaraha, or can say, represents Pragya Antaryamishwaraha, the Tritya Pada of the Atma. So, Vishwa Virad is represented by Akaraha. Then, Taijasa Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha is represented by Ukaraha. And Pragya Antaryami is represented by Makaraha. And here, Upanishad first introduced the meditation, Upasanam on Omkaraha. This Saguna Brahma Upasanam is initially discussed by the Upanishad, even though main aim of the Upanishad is Omkara Vicharaha, not Omkara Upasanam. Because Omkara Vicharaha alone will result in what now? Vision of the reality, which is Moksha. Omkara Upasanam is for Manda Madhyama Adhikari. For, I don't know what to say that anyway, for the student, for those students who had to become mentally disciplined, who had to become mentally steady and agitation-free minded, Upanishad presents the Omkara Upasanam. And Upanishad also discussed what now? Here, even though one sound of the Omkara is meditated upon, it should be taken as the meditation on Omkara only. If you are meditating on Akaraha, Akara should be used as a symbol for Vishwa Virad, Prathama Pada of the Atma. Then what should you say now? Akara Upasana means Omkara, Akara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam is Virad Upasanam. Then Ukara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam is Hiranyagarbheshwara Upasanam. Makara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam is Antaryamishwara Upasanam. This Upasanam, whether it's a savikal, it is a sakama Upasanam, will bless you with all worldly objects and pleasures. We have seen already, Anishkama Upasanam will bless one with the preparedness required for knowledge. Okay? Jnana Yoga pursued. And not only Upanishad presented the Drishtam Palam, and Gaudapada Acharya in his Karikas also discussed about the, what now, not only the Drishtapalam, he also talked about the Adrishtapalam. Adrishtapala means Omkar, as a result of Omkara Upasanam, after the death, the Upasaka, with the help of Punyam has earned through the practice of meditation, he will travel through Shukla Gatihi, go to Brahma Loka, and there remaining contemplative, and there he will attain Jnanam and Moksha, attain Krama Muktihi. Or he will go to other lokas, and as long as Punyam is there, he will enjoy the worldly pleasures, and he will come back again, he will be born here. Which means Upanishad talks about Upanishad and Gaudapada Acharya in his Karikas. Very clearly they talk about the Upasana Phalam, advantages of the Upasanam, limitations of the Upasanam are made very clear, that definitely there is Sakama Upasaka, Upasakaha can get the worldly objects and pleasures, and Nishkama Upasakaha also can have the result of the meditative skill, the very important skill he will have. Then the Nishkam, all this Upanishad and the Gaudapada Acharya in his Karikas, they discuss the Drishtam Phalam and Adrishtam Phalam, the result which one can have in this life, the result which one can have after the death. All these different varieties of benefits of meditation also are discussed very clearly. But what is not presented as the result of meditation is Mokshaha. Which means it is made very clear, knowledge of the self or moksha will not be the result of meditation. What you want for accomplishing the absolute end, moksha, jnanam, that jnanam will not happen, will not be the benefit of practice of meditation. Okay, so meditation is a mental activity which is also time bound in nature, which can produce only time bound result, maybe much better result, more enjoyable pleasure, but not moksha. That is made very clear. Have you seen all that? Yes. Now, okay, how much every person practices meditation, okay? Now, akara pradhana omkara upasanam on viradeshwaraha. And, virad upasanam, va hiranyagarbha upasanam, va makara upasanam, va, whatever upasanam one practices, it has to take one to, should culminate in vicharaha. From Omkar, one cannot get stuck with meditation throughout. Okay, you're practicing meditation means, how long will you be practicing meditation? That is what is the problem with many people I met in Holland also. We've been practicing meditation for 30 years, so what? We are the same people, but with a calmed mind. So how long should I be meditating, meditating, meditating? Now, after practicing meditations, isn't it? To some extent, once you are mentally calm, you should proceed to vicharaha, enquiry. Okay? We should enter into, naturally one has to go to vicharaha, enquiry next. Now, what is vicharaha? Omkara vicharaha. Before we enter into Omkara vicharaha, I want you to have the enquiry into the meaning of the four words as an example here. I say four different terms or the words. Padani, padam, pade, padani. Padam means a word, pade, two words, padani, more than two, but padani. In Tamil also have a word padam. In Sanskrit language we have one more technical word for word, then name, isn't it? Abhidhanam, say now, abhidhanam. Abhidhanam means a term, a word. Abhidhanam. Suppose if I say, look at this. Now, pushpam is abhidhanam, flower is abhidhanam. The meaning of the word, the object indicated by the word is abhidheyam. Pushpam is abhidhanam. The object indicated by the word is abhidheyam. Padam is a word, padarthaha, padasya arthaha. Padasya arthaha, the meaning of the word is padarthaha, is abhidheyam. Abhidhanam, abhideyam. Jnani, na amma, na she, abhidhanam and abhideyam is the person. The object indicated by the word is padarthaha. The meaning of the word is abhideyam. The word is abhidhanam. Padam, padarthaha, abhidhanam, abhideyam. Is it clear? Now, I say few words now. Okay. Eyes, water, vapor, H2O, H2O, ice, water, vapor. I wanted four words here. And we have to analyze the meaning of every word. Enquire into the meaning of every word. Take every word. H2O, ice, water, vapor. I'll give one more example, don't worry. Now, H2O, take it as one word, okay? H2O as a word. And is the padam, abhidhanam. And what is the abhideyam? You have found the abhideyam. Okay, removed the abhideyam. So the padam is the substantive, abhideyam is substance. Abhidhanam is a padam, a substantive, and abhideyam is substance. Word is the substantive. The meaning of the word is the substance. When you searched for the substance indicated by the substantive H2O, there is substance. Afterwards, now we go to the next word, eyes. If you search the meaning for the word eyes, okay, padam is there. What is the padarthaha of the word eyes? No padarthaha. Okay, there is no abhideyam. There is no substance for the substantive eyes. Then there is no substance for the substantive water. There is no substance for the substantive vapor. Why? Because the only substance is H2O. What is that which alone enjoys substantiality? H2O is the substance. If you remove which, the substantive eyes will be meaningless. If you remove the H2O, the substantive water will be meaningless. If you remove the H2O, the word vapor also will be meaningless. Understand? Four different words I used. Four different substantives I used, but actually the substance is one. Therefore, one padam alone has the padartha. Is it clear now? There's only one padarthaha. There's only one abhideyam. There's only one substance which has substantial status. Is it clear now? Therefore, the substantial status of the word eyes, the substantial status is now negated. Substantial status of the padam, water, is negated. Substantial status of this vapor also is negated, which means there is no substance called vapor. There is no substance called water. There is no substance called eyes. The substance is only H2O. Is it clear now? Which means all the three substances, no, substantial status as water, as ice, as vapor are negated. It is called abhideya traya nishedaha, negation of three substances or substantial status. Padartha traya nishedaha or abhideya traya nishedaha or layaha. Negation is resolution. It's a very unique resolution, for it is possible only if the thinking is very clear and appropriate. Once the padartha status, the substantial status is negated, then the existence of the relevance, no, the existence of the words, padams, has no relevance. Once you negated the substantial status, once you say, okay, the substance ice, the substance water, substance vapor has been negated, means all the three have been negated, means as substances, then the words have no relevance. Why? The word is irrelevant. Okay, a word has relevance only if it has a meaning, isn't it? The word becomes irrelevant. The existence of the word has no relevance. Therefore, words also have to be negated. Words also get negated or resolved. Okay, now first you negated what? First you negated the padartha traya. Abhideya traya nisheda you have done. First you resolved or negated three objects indicated by three words. Thereafter, the words, you found the irrelevance of the words, then you negated the words also. Resolve the words also. Is it clear? No, first abhideyatraya nishedaha or layaha. Later on, abhidhana traya layaha or nishedaha. First you have done the padartha traya nisheda or layaha. Thereafter, padatraya nishedaha or layaha. Is it clear? if this is not clear, you had to bear with the abhorring example of gold and ornament. I'm going to give you now. Okay? Chain. One padam. Abhidhanam. Ring. All the women will wake up now. Ornaments means we'll all wake up. Even men might wake up. Okay. As a chain, ring, bangle, gold. Chain, ring, bangle, gold. Four padani, chatvari padani. Four words. Or chatvari abhidanani, four abhidanams or four padams. Now it is called enquiry. Now you are enquiring into the meaning of each word. Now you search for the padarthaha of these padams, artha of these padams. You search for the objects indicated by each word. You search for the meaning of these words. You search for the abhidheyams of these words, abhidanani. What is the abhidheyam? What is the padartha? Is there a padartha called chain? Is there a padartha called abhidheyam called ring? Is there a padartha called, you know, bangle? You will find there is no abhideyam or padarthaha called chain. There is no padartha. There is no padartha called, no, bangle. There is no padartha called ring. What is the padartha then? The only padartha is, the only substance is gold. The substantial status, the chain has no substantial status. The ring has no substantial status. The bangle has no substantial status. Gold alone is the substance, padartha. Gold, abhidanam, and gold, what now? Has the substance, abhideyam. In fact, the only substance, but no, how many substantives? Now you negate. What remains is unnegatably, irresolvably, non-resolvably, what is there is the gold, the only substance. Okay, therefore, now you resolved what now? Three padarthas have been resolved, negated. There is no such thing called, there is no such padartha or abhideyam called chain. There is no such padartha or abhideyam called ring. There is no such padartha called bangle. Therefore, it is called what now? Abhideyatraya nishedaha or layaha. Or padartha traya nishedaha or layaha. Resolution or negation of three padarthas. What does it mean here? The substantial status of the ring, the bangle and the chain has been resolved or negated. Is it clear now? Now what is that which has, what is the substance available, the only abideyam, the only padartha, the only substance available is the gold. For the abhidanam gold, there is abideyam gold. The substance is what? Gold alone. Therefore, advayam advaitam swarnam alone satyam. First you negated what? You three padarthas you negated. Later on, you understand what do these words are then? What is this word? What does this word stand for? Abhidanam, chain. Abhidanam, no, the padam, chain. The padam, bangle. The padam, ring. The three words, what are they? Okay, the existence of these words, isn't it, has no relevance because there is no meaning of the words. Is it clear? It is a very unique negation. It is possible only if the thinking is very clear. For padartha traya nisheda, first you do. There, later on, you the padatraya nisheda. Nisheda means negation. So first padartha traya, abideya traya layaha. Thereafter abhidana trayasya layaha. Thereafter you do the resolution of the three words. Now, padarthas have gone, padams also have gone. Now, what is left behind is what? Only gold. Okay, advaitam, non-dual substance, gold. Similarly, Omkaraha, now you have to say now. Akaraha is, Akaraha represents, Akaraha stands for the word representing Vishva Virad Ishvaraha. Ukaraha stands for the word representing the Taijasa Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. And makaraha stands for the word representing the pragya antaryamishwaraha. So gross manifestation, subtle manifest universe, and the unmanifest potential universe. So karanam and the karyam. Avyaktam and vyaktam. What is avyaktam? Unmanifest potential universe is avyakta karana prapancha. And vyakta means the manifest, subtle and gross universes. All of them are represented by these three sounds which stand for three padani. And for these three, therefore, akaraha stands for the word representing Vishva Virad, means Vishva Viradeshwaraha is the abideyaha, okay, abideyam, and akaraha is the abhidanam. Akaraha is abhidanam, and Vishva Virad is abideyam. Akara is the stands for the padam, and Vishva Virad is padarthaha. Similarly, it is omkara vichara, okay, not upasanam. Ukaraha is the stands for the padam, and Taijasa Hiranyagarbheshwaraha is the Padarthaha, substance. Understand? For this word. Thereafter, Makaraha stands for the word, okay, represents the word for Pragya Antaryamishwaraha. Therefore, Pragya Antaryamishwaraha is the Padarthaha for which Padam is represented by Makara. And Shuksha Prapanchaha or Taijasa Antaryamishwaraha is the Anpadarthaha, and Ukaraha is Padam for that represented by Ukaraha. And Akaraha is the Padam stands for the Padam representing the Vishvavirad, and Vishvavirad is the Padarthaha. Is it clear now? Now we have one more, isn't it? Now you see the three Padarthas, Vishvavirad, Akaraha, Ukaraha, Makaraha, three sounds of Omkara represent the words Padani, and Padarthas, the Abhideyas of these three words represented by Akara, Ukara, Makaraha or Virad, Vishva Virad, Taijasa Hiranyagarbha and Pragya Antaryamishwaraha. Is it clear? Now, in the same way, you have to negate or resolve each Padartha. First, negate the Vishva Virad Ishwaraha. There is no such, Padartha called grass universe. Very difficult to accept. How is it possible for us to hear? You are talking, we are listening, is all in the grass universe, waking state only. How do you say it is Nishedhyam. Nishidhyam, isn't it? How is it proper to negate Padartha? If you can resolve the chain, you can resolve the Virat. You cannot resolve the chain, negate the chain, if you do not see gold at all. Think well. Mandukya Upanishad needs lot of thinking. That is why Gaudapadacharya writes and writes and writes and writes. After 12 mantras over, he keeps on writing. Lot of mananam, lot of nidhyasam is required. The teaching part is mine. Dwelling upon the teaching is your job. Is it clear? See, this, if it is difficult for you to negate, think. If chain is negatable as apadartha, non-substance, if then this Viradeshwaraha also, don't say Viradeshwara, this gross universe is also what now? Manifestation is non-padartha, non-substance, has no substantial status, non-substantial nama-rupa. First you are negating the sthula prapanchaha, Vishva Virad Padartha, What is the padam? The padam is represented by what? Akaraha. Therefore, padarthasya nishedaha layaha. Thereafter, once the padartha is negated, then what happens? What does the word, what relevance does the word have? So word also has to be padartha nisheda anantaram padasya nishedaha. Abhideya nishedasya anantaram abhidana nishedaha. Okay? Negative word meaning, the meaning is negated, then the word becomes irrelevant, the word gets negated. So negate the akara also. Resolve the akara. Om. When you say, ah has gone. As the ah goes, in your mind, negate the whole gross universe. Resolve the whole gross universe. See the gross universe being not there. How in your vision of gold, there is no substance called chain. It doesn't contradict your reasoning at all. Then you go to ukara. Ukara padartha. Ukara shabdena shuchyamana padartha. Okay, what is that? The next padartha is what? Subtle universe. Taijas Hiranyagarbheshwara. The subtle universe also is a padartha represented by what now? The padam, the padartha of the padam represented by ukara. Therefore, this also has no substantial status. The subtle universe is not there. It has no substantial status. There is no substance called sukshma prapanchaha. There is no abhideyam, there is no padartha, there is no substance called sukshma prapanchaha. Like what? Like the ring is not there, so all ring is non-substance. Ring has no substantial status. There is no such a thing, substance called ring. Similarly, there is no such a substance called suksha prapanchaha, subtle universe. Therefore, this then padartha nishedaha, padarthasya nishedaha. You resolve or negate the padartha. Suksha prapancha is negated. One padartha is negated, the padam has no relevance, then resolve ukara. U should be negated. U should be also now resolved. Resolve the padartha, see the irrelevance of the padam, resolve the padam also. Word and its meaning. Okay? Both are irrelevant. Both are non-substantial. Now, when you have resolved, what now? You negated the sukshma prapancha, padartha, and also the padam ukara. Understand? It's quite tough, huh? Difficult for you? I cannot go to the 8th mantra without teaching you this. Vichara, I had to teach you. Then move on to See, that is why Mandukya cannot be taught to beginner. Because how to resolve, what is resolved, etc., we have been discussing so much, we discussed earlier in Mundaka and all that. Other Upanishads also. That's why the word resolving is very important. Resolution. Negation. Resolution here. Nishedha is layaha. Then you come to what? No. Karana prapancha. Unmanifest. Undifferentiated. Potential universe. In the form of what? Power. Subtle. Inexplicable power called Maya, Karana Prapanchaha. In what form that Karana Prapancha is? Only one thing, it is a blankness, or what? Blankness or total ignorance. Isn't it? Therefore, that total ignorance is what? Nothing but the whole universe, an unmanifest, undifferentiated potential universe is what? In what form it is? In the form of unmanifest knowledge. Total ignorance is what? Unmanifest knowledge. And then that we say, there is no such, is there a padartha? What is, it is represented by, Makara is what now? Represent, Makara stands for this padam representing this unmanifest universe. This padarthaha, unmanifest universe, what of karanam? Cause, isn't it? The gross is effect, subtle is subtle effect, the unmanifest is what? Cause. The karanam, prapancha, the causal universe, universe in its causal form. The cause is also what now? There is no such, no, padartha, substance, abhideyam, called pragyantaryami, unmanifest universe. There is no padartha called unmanifest universe. There is no padartha abhideyam called manifest gross universe. There is no padartha called manifest subtle universe. There is no padartha called unmanifest subtlest matter. Padartha, there is no padartha. Wait, there is no. If you can say there is no bangle, is there bangle? There is no padartha called bangle. There is no abhideyam called bangle. There is no substance called bangle. So also there is no substance called antaryameshwara. There is a substance called unmanifest universe. There is no substance called cause the matter. There is no substance called material universe. There is no substance called cause matter. Which means you have negated the unmanifest universe. Now, sthula prapancha has been negated, sukshma prapancha has been negated, karana prapancha also has been negated. Therefore, prathama pada, dvitiya pada, tritiya pada, all these sthula, sukshma, karana, effect, subtle, gross, subtle and unmanifest. All the three padarthas have been resolved or negated. This is what is called, is said to be padartha traya nishedaha or abhideya traya nishedaha or layaha. Is it clear? Once they have been negated, resolved, if difficult for you, which means your mind is yet to become subtle. If you are not able to understand what I am teaching, the teaching is very clear, you have to be more focused. Had to be more attentive. Maybe you all should go drink tea and come back. Remember the example. In the first example, maybe little. Second example is a gross example. Gold, chain, bangle, ring. Chain, for each word, in our understanding, each padam has a corresponding padartha. Isn't it? Every word should have its corresponding object. Which means, now we analyze each word and we search for the padartha. Then we analyze and analyze, we arrive at the conclusion that there is no padartha for the word bangle. There is no padartha for the word chain. There is no padartha, abhideyam, for the word ring. There is only padartha for only one word, gold. There is only padartha which is gold. All the padartha status, isn't it? No, substantial status is not there. Therefore, first you negate the padams, later on you question then what are these words for, because words also have no relevance, then negate the words also, drop the words. First padartha traya nisheda, later on padatraya nisheda. First resolve the sthula prapancha, suksha prapancha and karana prapancha. Gross, subtle, unmanifest universes you resolve as because they do not have substantial status, substantiality. Therefore, there is no such a substance called sthula prapancha. There is no substance called sukshma prapancha. There is no substance called karana prapancha. Resolved thereafter, resolve the words also become irrelevant. They were akara, ukara, makara, three sounds representing the words corresponding to the three prapanchas, three universes, manifest and unmanifest, subtle, gross and unmanifest universe also become negated. Called padatraya nishedaha. Now what is left behind? Sthula prapancha has gone, therefore akara has gone. Sukshma prapancha has been negated, therefore ukara has been negated. Karna prapancha has been resolved. Karna prapancha is resolved. Other two words are negated. I am using the word carefully. Then, therefore, makara also is resolved. Negated. What is left behind? Only amatra. What is amatra? Amatra, the fourth, isn't it? Amatra is the fourth part of Omkaraha. When you finish, when you utter Om, after makaraha, the silence which follows makaraha is the nature of the atma, the turiyaha. padaha. Therefore, amatra of the omkara is said to be amatraha. Silence is the nature of consciousness. Silence is consciousness. Therefore, amatra is equal to turiya atma. Turiyaha. Therefore, amatra is called turiya matraha. This silence alone is left behind. Silence is non-resolvable, unnegatable, abadhyam, abadhitam, cannot be negated, cannot be resolved. Like when you said gold, with reference to the four words and four substance you search for, the one substance is there. Where is the gold? Is it inside the ornament, outside the ornament? When you say there is no ornament at all, how can you say, where is the gold? Inside or outside? When you say it is, the ornament is not there, when you say, how can you say inside of it, outside of it? How can I talk about the inside of the ornament, outside of the ornament, when it is not there at all? It has been negated. Is it clear? Gold alone is. Similarly here, silence alone is. Silence is the truth. Silence is consciousness. Silence is the truth of all the padams. Okay? Silence is the truth of all the words. Consciousness is the truth of all the padarthas. Silence is the truth of all the padani. Consciousness is the truth of all the padarthas. Sarva abhideya satyam chaitanyam. Sarva abhidana satyam silence. Which means, silence is, what is silence? Go for tea and come back.